books of the Bible is Hebrews. And Hebrews was written to the people who were already believers in Jesus. The only problem was, is they were discouraged. Did you ever get discouraged? Well, I even heard this morning that some folks were discouraged. And I know that we all get discouraged sometimes. Oh, there's all kinds of ways to get discouraged. And so the writer to Hebrews says this. In Hebrews 10, 11 through 25, day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. And since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. For by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First, he says, "This is the new covenant I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds." Then he adds, "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more." And where these have been forgiven, sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another onward toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but are encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for this day. And we thank you for this passage that was written to the Hebrews. But it was written to us as well, Lord. May we hear it fresh and anew for our hearts and our minds. May you speak through me and in spite of my own voice. May you prick our hearts, prick our minds, and prick our souls, each and every one of us, including me. And I pray this today in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I've been hearing a lot of things lately, and I've been studying a lot of things lately. Some of the things that I've been studying is, well, getting ready for the bicentennial. 200 years celebrating next year of Stone United Methodist Church. Now that's quite something. And two other churches here in town are having a 200th anniversary as well, a bicentennial. And so is the courthouse. Now, that's a lot of history. 200 years is nothing to sneeze at. And that means some work went behind that. Some people gave up some time and some effort to put some effort into what they held dear and near in their hearts. And I realized at one time, as I look in the window back there in the bottom left-hand corner in the Allegheny window, there's this little picture in the window of a log cabin. And at one time, that's where they all met. In a little tiny log cabin. And when you stop and you think about that, it wasn't any of these great big grand buildings that we have now. They were happy just being able to get together to worship. And then eventually, they persevered and they kept on. Oh, they studied the word and they kept doing what they needed to do to build up not only each other, but to build up the congregations and the community with which they lived in, with which you live in. Now think about that a little bit. Ruminate on that a little bit. And I'm going to talk to you about what was happening with these Hebrew folks. The temple had already fallen. The diaspora had already happened. Now the diaspora is when the Hebrews that were in Jerusalem had already dispersed. That's what diaspora means. Things were looking pretty bleak. The Romans had taken over. Claudius was now the emperor. And if you thought Nero was certainly not a hero, Claudius was worse. People who were Christians were dying for professing their faith in Jesus Christ and not worshiping the emperor. And they got out of Jerusalem so that they could be safe. And they spread to places like Alexandria in Egypt and Corinth. They went to places all over the empire. That's where all these letters that Paul had written, they were to those churches. But this letter writer writes directly to the people who were of Jewish heritage. And he says, persevere. Persevere. The best priest ever kept going. Even in the face of adversity, he kept showing up for his people. The best priest ever showed up and gave us a way to remember him. Sat down at the table with his disciples and gave them bread and a cup and made covenant with them. And then better yet, became the Paschal Lamb. That's right. Remember, he died during Passover when the lambs needed to be sacrificed as an atonement for sin. but he was the final lamb that ever needed to be sacrificed as an atonement for sin. Not for his sin, but for our sin. Mine, yours, and all of humankind. And he was the final sacrifice that ever needed to happen. And what are we willing to live into for that? Well, these Hebrew people who needed some encouragement, they were willing to persevere and move to other cities and to keep spreading the good news and keep meeting with each other and keep living into what the church, what God had called them to do. And the church was growing rampantly throughout the world. And when people moved to North America for religious freedom, the church was still valued and needed and wanted. Even so much so to meet in a cabin. Yeah? But people get comfortable. Well, goodness, I like comfortable things too. I like cozy seats. I like a comfortable bed. I like heat. Right? I mean, we could be sitting somewhere where we could be stoking the fire right now to make it warm in here. We don't have to do that. Marty and I could have come in here and lit all the candles to turn the lights on. Didn't have to do that today. Thank goodness, right, Marty? Right. Jim didn't have to pump the billows to make the organ work. Thank goodness, right? But because of giving, because of our love for Jesus Christ, we're able to do so much, right? We're able to worship God here and now. People who are watching and worshiping on television are able to do that right now. Worship with us. Because of technology of today, because we were created for a time such as this. And we should all be grateful for that. But how grateful are we really for all of these things? And how much are we willing to live into the good news to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world? Because the world was transformed when that letter to the Hebrews was written. And you know what? The world is transforming right now. But how's it transforming? Well, I'll tell you, in Africa and in Asia, the church is exploding. In South America and in Latin America, the church is exploding. They're hungry for Jesus. Are you hungry for Jesus? Do you want to taste Jesus and know that Jesus is good? Because I do. I can't get enough. And let me tell you, I might not eat as much as I used to, but I still get hungry. Are you hungry? Can you keep on keeping on? Is the mission worthwhile to you? I hope so. When's the last time? And this is how it happened, word of mouth. These people weren't, you know, out on the airwaves. They were inviting people to come with them. Come and taste, come and see, come and hear. When's the last time you said, come and taste, come and see, come and hear, and welcome somebody to the church? Invited them to sit next to you? When's the last time you said, you know what, this is important to me and to my grandbabies that they know Jesus Christ? Or little Billy Bob next door, or little Sally Sue next door. That happened, well, they might not have had a Billy Bob back in the time of the Hebrews, but you know what I mean. It sure does matter to me. And from the oldest of my grandchildren to the youngest, I want that for them. What do you want? What is your vision? What does God place in your heart today? Let's pray. Lord God, today we know that Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And we celebrate you. From the time of that tiny little cabin to the time of now, we were created for a time such as this. And that's exciting. And it's energizing. Lord, I look forward to being with you every day. And it's a place such as this. Give us the strength and the courage to persevere. Give us the strength and the courage to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of this world, your kingdom. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.